Hi, welcome to Subway Sagas. I'm Sharon Capitula.
And I'm Sean Duffy. And we're 2:30-somethings spending our Saturday night in NYC recording a podcast for you guys. We have a really exciting episode for you today, and it's all about weekend service.
Oh, this sounds really exciting. Wow, nothing says fun like delays.
And just riding the subway in general on the weekend.
I do actually like doing that, honestly. I feel like that's like one of the top five things I would do in a weekend.
So Sharon's ruining this a little bit, but typically that was meant to be sarcastic, that it would be the low light of somebody's weekend would be riding the subway. But
because people don't have their priorities straight.
That is true. And part of the reason we do this podcast is because of Sharon's love for the MTA. So I retract my sass. I retract my sass, and I love you, Sharon.
I love you too.
But before we get into the meat of our topic, as we are wont to do, we like to share an anecdote with you guys. And I actually have a recent one about weekend service.
Yay.
So how perfect.
Almost like a weekend update. Just as funny.
and Seth Myers grew up on my street. Aww. I don't know if we've talked about that before, but yeah, we're New Hampshire buddies. And
Hampsyville.
And his mom taught at my high school, but Seth Myers is way older than I am.
So Seth Myers, if you're listening to this, please promote us on your show.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Because y'all are both from New Hampshire.
Yes. Bedford, New Hampshire.
Bedford, New Hampshire.
Won't say the street name almost, but we grew up on the same street in Bedford, New Hampshire. Okay. And you know what? Seth Myers has been one of the best things to come from that street so far. If this podcast really takes off, maybe Sean Duffy will be right up there under him. I'm not going to surpass him. Let's be real.
No, you never will.
All right. So we're already off track anecdote. But weekend service. So this was a few weekends ago. It actually happened to be on a Saturday, St. Patrick's Day.
That's a mess.
Yes, I am of Irish heritage, but I do feel that St. Patrick's Day is an embarrassment to my people based on how all the basic white bitches get very drunk and act a fool. And especially in New York City, what really surprised me was when St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, would fall on a weekday, I would be so surprised going to work how many people were just out and drinking during
day.
Yeah, and it's like, do you people take today off? Like, what is happening? Don't you have jobs? Don't you work? So then when St.
Patrick's... Probably not that crowd.
I don't know.
Because I think it's like Bridge and Tunnel people. I just assume they don't have jobs.
Oh, it often is the Bridge and Tunnel people, but I've also heard some people do take the day off.
You're kidding me.
That's crazy. But anyway, when St. Patrick's Day this year fell on a Saturday, I was like, that is the perfect storm. I was going to say the exact same thing. Same brain sometimes. So anyway, this was St. Patrick's Day, and my story is not really related to that, but it may factor in. So anyway... my boyfriend was here for that weekend, but then had to go back to grad school and was taking the train from Penn Station. And as Sharon was saying, on St. Patrick's Day, it tends to be the Bridge and Tunnel crowd that celebrates.
And then Penn Station is the epicenter of Bridge and Tunnel.
It's the epicenter of where they all come from.
The Pabst.
Yes. So that was already going to be scary. But we decided to have brunch nearby. And anyway.
Where did you go?
It's called Trademark Taste and Grind. I think we've been there before.
No, but Taste and Grind sounds a little bit kinky.
It's not like that. It's because there's a coffee shop out front that's the grind, with the grind and the coffee, and then the restaurant's
and
the taste.
And that's in the morning. If you come back after 10 p.m.,
then there's another kind of grinding happening then.
All bets are off.
I've never been there too late in the day. But anyway, so actually, what was happening that weekend that we were there was the MTA had shut down the N line in Astoria, so there were only shuttle buses. But fortunately, where we live, we can get to some other subways pretty easily. And it started off great. We had to rush a little bit to get to the regular bus to get to the F line. Bus came right away, got on
it, went down.
The F train came right away, went smoothly, got to brunch on time. I was like, this is great. Like, what's going on here? This is lovely. After brunch, we walk over to Penn Station together, fight through the throngs of the Bridge and Tunnel crowd in their green and their festive gear.
Little hats on and the bows.
Yeah, and then I had quite a bit going on at work that week and had forgotten to bring my, like, work computer home with me. So I was like, well, let me just stop by the office and get a few things done. So I took the E train from Penn Station to go to my office. That went smoothly, too. I was like, this is great. Like, what's going on here? But... spoiler alert, a little bit, I was lulled into a false sense of security. So then I spent, you know, a little while at the office, and I was like, I brought my gym bag with me too, because I planned to go to the gym after. And I go to Planet Fitness because I am not fancy at all. Yes. I'm very basic.
Not as cool as my UFC and Canal Street.
Yes, I'm very cheap and basic when it comes to the gym. And the Planet Fitness in Astoria is not very nice.
Wait, why did you bring your gym stuff if you're, because your office is in Midtown.
So right, like, that's, I was actually just explaining that too.
Sorry.
Because I knew curious people like yourself and our listeners would wonder that. Yes. So yes, the Planet Fitness in Astoria is not very nice at all. And they happen to have a location in Midtown over by Hell's Kitchen that's much nicer.
Got it.
So I was like, oh, well, I'll just go to that one after work.
Yeah.
And then there's, because it was a Saturday and a weekend and, you know, should, you know, treat yourself a little bit. I was, the place I usually go to get pedicures is also over by that gym.
Wait, you get pedicures?
Oh, I do get pedicures.
I did not know that. Yeah. I like that you have a place too. I like, when I laugh about this, is like once in a while I'll go out and get one, you know, I'll splurge. Right. I don't have a place. And if I knew, it'd be right by my house.
Right. Well, so I think it's a little bit different too, because I go to like a men's spa to do this.
Because you fancy.
Not because
so
I fancy.
He doesn't splurge on the gym, but he splurges on getting nice pedicures.
Yes. So I think pedicures do tend to skew female based on your surprise reaction that I get them. But I feel a little more comfortable in an environment where it's more men getting these treatments.
The Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, the Hell's Kitchen's where you're going to find that, because that's just where that stuff happens. You're not going to see that stuff by the Port Authority bus terminal or Penn Station. You're just not going to see that.
Those are basically
well, Port Authority is. Yes. Not Penn Station. Not say that. That's offensive. So anyway, that's near there. So I thought, oh, why don't I get like a pedicure before I go to the gym too?
Why
like,
not?
It's like a fun day. But then I had checked on their app and they didn't have anything until like later in the day. So I tried calling them too, just to make sure. And like, no, we don't have anything until like after 7, let's say, p.m. And I was like, well, I can't do that, because then I would come to the gym from the gym all sweaty because I sweat a lot.
Ooh,
so like, I wasn't going to do that. Okay. So I was like, pass, I won't do the pedicure. Well, it's a good thing I decided not to do that pedicure, because I definitely would have missed my appointment and it would have been a repeat of the whole hair appointment fiasco, too. It's a common theme with me, because I get down to the station to take the E again, but to go back to the kitchen to go to the gym, and there is a large crowd on the platform.
Oh, no.
Which, as we said, is never a good sign.
It's a nightmare.
And they have the countdown clocks, and it was saying the next E train, I think it was close to like 15 minutes away.
My God. In the middle of the day, right?
In the middle of the afternoon, I was like, what is going on here? So I'm waiting. I have my big gym bag with me. So about 15 minutes later, that train shows up, and this is the first stop in Manhattan. And
I'm going on
to go a little bit further into Manhattan, and the train was so crowded, I was like, there's no way I'm getting on that train.
And it's always stressful. Yeah, if you have a bag and you're getting on a crowded subway, it's a much more stressful situation because you're not as agile.
Exactly. If it hurts my body, fine. And it's winter, so we're in jackets, so you can squeeze. You're not really touching flesh or anything like that, so that's bad. But yeah, so I was like, no way. And I think it said the next train was going to be like 5 minutes or less away. So I waited and I got on that one. But the whole ordeal, like what should have taken me, let's say 20 minutes to get over there, and probably pushing 45 minutes to an hour at this point.
Oh my gosh.
So, but yeah, good thing I didn't get the appointment, because I probably would have missed that too.
I feel like you could have just walked faster.
I actually probably could have at that point.
Yeah, you're not that far.
That is true. That is true.
Lazy. Maybe you could just do that and say go to the gym.
Didn't think of that because I had already swiped in and stuff too, but that's actually a good point.
With your unlimited card, yes.
Because you're right, walking probably would take you about half an hour.
Yeah.
So anyway, got there, then went to the gym, and that was fine. But then had to take the train back to Astoria, and because the N train was not running in Astoria, I had to take the R, which was...
We've established does not go to your part of Astoria.
Correct. It's still part of the yellow line, but goes to a different part of Astoria. And even the R train wasn't running normal either. It was running over the F line for part of it. It was all very confusing. And then there was a moderate wait, I say, for the R train.
Okay.
But then I get on it, and it's running very slowly. And it's like, why? There's no N trains in front of us because the N trains aren't running. Why are you running so slowly? So finally it goes, it gets there eventually. And so the perk of that was that I got off at a different stop, which is right near the Panera. So I decided I will get Panera for dinner to bring home.
I was expecting him to say chip cookies or something. Panera, that was your surprise?
Well, no, not surprise, but it was a little cheap.
I was hoping, or maybe at least be like the Applebee's, like Kaufman.
It's the exact same place. So it's that stop, and as Sharon has mentioned, it is basically the chain restaurant mecca of Astoria.
Like suburban New York.
Exactly, right there. There's the Panera there's a Pizzeria Uno, a movie theater,
it's
a Starbucks.
Yeah.
A Starbucks, a Subway.
Oh, Starbucks. Thanks, Sean. I've never seen a Starbucks anywhere else in Manhattan.
It's chain restaurant, Sharon. It's going with the theater.
It's so rare
chain
to find a Starbucks
there.
In New York.
A P.C. Richard and Son. Like, there's everything is there. Okay. It is a little slice of suburbia in Astoria. So I got to have Panera and go home and have dinner there. But then as I went through all this, what I was thinking was one of the great parts of this podcast, maybe even, dare I say, the best part of this podcast, mm-hmm. is that when you have to suffer through some of these subway sagas, if you will, or painful experiences, is that you, instead of just seething with anger, you can see the silver lining and be like, this is going to be great content for our next for a podcast episode.
And that was such great content. I'm sure Beta brought that whole episode.
Oh, yeah. And the huge punchline and everything, too. But it's just great now that we have a bad experience on the subway. There's that silver lining there now.
It is cute.
We always have to be on the lookout for new content. Yeah. So when we have bad subway experiences, it's like, you know what? This sucks, but it's going to make a great podcast sometime.
And it also makes us text each other. It's so adorable. And we get so excited. We're like, oh, something terrible just happened to us. Right, smiley face.
Yeah, like recently we were just talking about how we were going to record some podcast. And I was like, have you had any anecdotes recently? And you're like, nope. And then like an hour later, like, got one. Yep. So it all works out.
Problem solved.
Yes. But anyway, so that anecdote was related to weekend service. And
yes.
Not saying it was our best anecdote by any means. Clearly Sharon didn't enjoy it. Hopefully some of you guys enjoyed it more. But we do want to talk to you guys today about, you know, just things that happen with weekend service with the MTA. And we've heard some feedback from you guys that you tend to like when there's some structure to our episodes and you really like lists or listicles.
Listicles, which I think is a hilarious word.
Yes, it really is. It's the BuzzFeed generation.
Yes, exactly. Actually the feedback I got from maybe the same person who doesn't know who Greg T is, was that, I guess, from the millennial crowd, which I guess we're technically part of, but I think it's like, we're old millennials, but young millennials, they're incapable of reading, listening, like, digesting anything that is not in a numbered list under 10.
Right.
Basically. So if it goes past that, no thank you.
For weekend service for the MTA, because the MTA runs the subway 24 hours, they often have to do a lot of their construction and repair work over the weekends. So we've identified 5 topics that we want to talk to you guys
with. I'd say kind of in descending order. This one's hard because they all just kind of are annoying. Right. It's all less heated than the annoyances and stuff.
Yes, where we culminated in that giant one that we were all very annoyed about.
Yes.
But to start off with number 5, in general on the weekend, you can expect it to take a lot longer to get where you need to go when you need to take the subway.
You got
to
buffer in at least like 15 extra minutes.
Oh, at least. And that's really because of 2 different factors. One is that it seems like the trains take a lot longer to come.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot more, I want to say the word birth, but I don't think that's the right word, but there's just more time between trains.
Wait, what? Can you describe like at what point, because birth means 2 things to me. One is like bearing a child, and 2, like the birth of a ship.
B-E-R-T-H.
That's the ship word, right?
Okay.
So what definition were you thinking of there?
I thought that there was a definition of B-E-R-T-H that meant like space between something.
I don't know.
You listeners can check, but I think I'm wrong too. I do agree. I don't think I'm using this word right, but it's the word that is coming to my mind. Because
it's a transportation word.
It's also a metric that the MTA uses to measure on-time performance, just how long you have to wait in between trains. And on the weekends, it's scheduled to be longer.
Okay.
So back in that, like for example, one time, I know before we told you guys about our favorite restaurant, Javelina, another time when we were coming back from there, I had to wait like 15 minutes at Union Square for an N train on a Saturday, which is absurd. You know, maybe after midnight, 1 a.m. you expect not before that. Yeah, the trains take a lot longer to come, and then once you get on them, they just tend to run ridiculously slow, because whenever there is construction, the trains have to go at slower speeds when the construction workers are working. So you'll see, like, the lights in the tunnel, and you're like, oh, that's why we're going slow. There's a human being working right here, so we have to go at a snail's pace.
You know what I kind of like, though, when you're down in the subway, and sometimes you'll see like it's like a construction train go by. Yes. And like
a garbage train or a construction
train?
Not the garbage train. Okay.
No. And it looks like you can hop on the back because there's like flatbeds instead of them. And they go really slowly and they have a different horn. Like ding, ding, ding. And I really just want to jump on it and see where it takes me.
They have like the yellow and black construction type.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the lights. I kind of like them because they remind me of like fairy lights that you hang up. Like I have some fairy lights in my apartment. It's super cute. That's what sounds like fairy lights in the tunnel while they're doing work on it.
Oh, so that, like, I'm looking in your apartment now. That's the term for those, is fairy lights?
Yeah, I think that's the term when you put them, like, in a nice exposed brick apartment. It's like, oh, fairy lights.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
They're in the subway, and I want to ride on the construction train. through the fairy lights because it's so pretty.
I like how this is like a language lesson for me that I'm learning what birth does not mean and birth, about the term of fairy lights.
And now I'm worried birth might mean that. I just don't know.
But we'll see.
We're in education again. We're terrible.
But like what I'm looking at over there, those they're on icicle lights. That's what I'm like at Christmas time when you hang the icicle lights on your house.
No, they're the fairy lights because there's not like a dangly thing.
Oh, okay.
It's just fairy lights.
Got it. Yeah, because the uncanny ones don't dangle at all.
Just straight up fairy lights.
So basically in general, that's how we wanted to start with this one as number five.
It's just slow.
Everything's slow. Everything's going to take longer. You're going to take longer to get on the train, take you a lot longer to get where you're going once you're on the train.
Yeah, and it's just like, honestly, like this morning I got on Canal Street again because we know I only take the 6 train anymore. And it was like, I was lucky. I got on and it was 0 minutes. There's a train approaching. And then the next one said 22 minutes away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if it was right, though, because it's the second stop, so I bet it would have come sooner than that, but that's, like, to be expected. I was not shocked by it. I'm glad I got on this one.
Par for the course.
Yes.
On a weekend.
Exactly. So, what we think is the next annoying thing, well, it's not, like, super annoying, but, so we take the subways on weekdays, obviously, and there, I feel like, especially in the mornings, people are really tired. You're just kind of, like, getting on, minding your own business, but when you ride it at, like, late nights and weekends, usually there's more like friends and family riding, maybe drunk people going out to brunch, more tourists, for example. Yeah. And the subways get so loud and it's really obnoxious because, I mean, I'm usually listening to my music or a podcast anyway, but
as all of you should be as well.
Exactly. As I'm sure you are listening on subway right now, but yeah, you get on the weekend. It's always just like bizarre stuff where you'll get like an entire crowd on. So like a very specific example that I remember that I can even post because I took a photo of it or a video. Was like, you'll get these groups of tourists coming on, and there'll be like 25 people, and it's super obnoxious because they'll run through and they'll all cram in one little section of the cart.
Yeah.
And of course, anyone who's not from New York is like terrified that they're gonna get separated from the crowd.
Right.
So they'll have to like cram together, and you look, and like the entire train is empty except
they're all packed together, you can't pack goodbye.
And you're like smashed against the wall. And then I had the weirdest experience that I took the video of. Where the people all started, like, I don't know what they were singing, and I'm pretty sure it was French. I'm, like, very bad with random languages. I call French a random language because it's just very unfamiliar to me. And they all were, like, screaming an anthem or something like that.
Chanting? Almost chanting. Like a cult? Like a French cult or something?
It was, and it seemed, like, off-brand for France, too. Yeah. And, like, you know.
Were they all dressed the same, too?
No, it wasn't like that. It was just, like, a tourist group.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember another time when a friend from Japan was visiting, and this group of, like, British middle school students got on.
Oh, God.
And we were just, like, crammed against, and we couldn't even move. Because they refused to disperse. It's horrible. And they always get this on weekends. I hate it.
Yeah. And like you were saying, too, normally when we ride the trains to commute, which I know you don't have to do as much anymore, but, like, nobody knows each other. Everybody just kind of stands, minds their own business,
and is
in silence. And whether you're listening to music or not, it's just a much more enjoyable ride. And when you're riding on the weekends, you either have these large groups, like Sharon was saying, or you have, like, two people who know each other who are talking very loudly and in an annoying manner about things. Because maybe this is weird too, but I feel like when I'm on the train with just like maybe one other person that I know, I tend not to like talk a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of annoying when you talk loud on any form of transit and people don't really enjoy that. So I try to be respectful and be more quiet and, you know, keep conversation to a minimum.
I agree. And if for people that don't live in New York, I'd liken it to like a Southwest flight.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, people can pick their own seats.
Right.
They get loud. They get drunk. It's like, this was a discount airline and we know it.
Right, exactly.
Unlike if you fly on, like, a class airline, like, United.
Right.
Nobody's sitting where they want to. Everyone's miserable.
Just don't put your pets on United, apparently.
Oh, but, no. I know. That's,
yes, that's bad.
Although, I bet that person's got a lot of money.
Yes, but also, too.
I love United, by the way.
I was almost going to say, like, on the airline, you have the extra influence of alcohol added to that. But on the weekends, you can have the people who are bringing the alcohol in their little Coke bottles or in their paper bags and are drinking on the train,
I feel like
too.
It's not even illegal to just have a bit of alcohol.
And also, too, if you're riding the train late night, you're taking your risk because then you could have people who are quite intoxicated on the train and you're always wondering, are they going to throw up?
I've never seen that. Have you?
Yeah. Luckily, I never have either.
I never have. Yeah.
But it's always a risk when
it's
you see somebody who looks very intoxicated. It's like, I hope that they just kind of like take a little nap right now at the worst, because if they throw up, we're all stuck in this train together
and this train car.
It's going to be disgusting.
Yeah. But I'm very thankful that's never happened to me. Like, knock on wood, it does not.
Yes. Okay. So the next number on our list, number 3, is all about rerouting of trains. Ooh. So where trains end up where they don't belong in unexpected places. So like I was saying, because they do construction on the weekends here, they often have to divert trains onto different lines so they can work on a portion of the train line. And this can be pretty confusing for native New Yorkers or New Yorkers who have lived here for a long time. You always have to check ahead of time on the service to see if your train's impacted. But even if yours is not, you might be waiting, let's say, for the F train, and all of a sudden, another train comes by.
Yeah, which those two are common, I feel like.
Yes, and they interchange a lot. I mean, the F, as Sharon would say, is on the orange line, and the R is on the yellow line, and they do not typically cross over.
Yeah, 6th Avenue and Broadway line.
In parts of Queens, they do. So it can be very confusing to be like, wait, I'm waiting for the F. Is this R going to take me where I want it to go? I don't know. And also, specifically with the R train, they tend to be older trains.
Like, yeah, who knows
they tend to be older trains, so they don't have, like, the video displays of where the stops are going to and stuff, too. So you have to rely on the announcer or the conductor on the train announcing the stops, which can often be muffled. But it's especially confusing when you have visitors to the city who don't really know what's going on. Because the other piece about weekend service is that certain lettered and numbered lines, or mainly just letters, I guess, don't run on the weekends.
Yes.
At all. They only run during weekdays. So there was a time when I had some friends visiting, and they had been waiting for a train at Lexington Avenue and 59th Street for the yellow line, the NRQ at that time. This was before the W made its triumphant return. and at that time, the Q would only run up there on weekdays to go to Astoria to support us, you know, strap hangers who have to work in the city and live in Astoria. But on the weekends, there aren't as many of us who do that, so it didn't run. But anyway, all the signs about the construction said that there were no NNR trains at that station because they had been rerouted onto a different track, but it didn't say anything about the queue. So when I saw my friends later, they said that they had been running late because they were waiting there a long time for the train. I was like, well, why were you waiting there? The trains aren't running there this weekend because of construction. And they were like, oh, well, it just said the NNR weren't running. It didn't say anything about the queue. And it's true, but it's very confusing because some of the signs say the queue doesn't run here on weekends, but the specific signs about the construction didn't say anything about the queue train. So I think sometimes you can pay attention to those construction notices and not the general signage, and it's very confusing.
That leads me to a bigger thing about the kind of like quote-unquote express trains, and we will get so much into this later in my absolute favorite train, but it always bothers me when they have announcements about like, okay, transfer here for the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And whenever it has to do with the Z train, so it's always transfer here for the J train. I'm like, what about Z train? They never mentioned the Z because that is a very special train. Express only, rush hour only.
Skip stop express.
No weekends, no holidays. Like, it actually doesn't come on most days.
It plays second fiddle to the J, which is already at the bottom of the heap of the trains, let's say. So, like, and it's the brown line. So, it's got so many things going against
it. The Z train is the best train. It is like, magical. We are literally saving this because it's such a good episode that we just need to make sure we are perfect podcasting before we even touch it.
Right.
So, anyway, that does bother me. That when they do specific signs or announcements, that they don't list all the trains because it's super confusing, even if people live here.
Yeah. But so you always have to be on alert on the weekends because they are always rerouting trains in different directions and you never know what you're going to find waiting for the train.
I remember something. It's like not that funny, but the first time I was living here, so it was only maybe like a month after I moved here, living in Manhattan, I got invited to a colleague's birthday party in Gowanus. At the Royal Palm Shuffleboard Court. Have you been there yet?
I have not. I've heard of it,
That's
though.
Crazy you haven't. Yeah. I've been there twice, and it's super fun. Anyways, it's like this giant warehousey, typical Brooklyn place, and you can rent it out for parties. They have huge shuffleboard, and then you can also get like these unlimited drink packages. But I was going there by myself on a weekend, and the same thing happened, where I was like, I don't say I was scared, but I didn't know the city at all, so I had to go all the way out there. And I think I rode like the G train, like God knows how I got there.
The G does go there, yes.
The G does go there. But I remember on the way back, I was just like, I have to get back to Manhattan. It was right after I moved, so I felt super poor, so I couldn't take an Uber.
Yeah.
And I remember it was the same thing where, like, I think I ended up on an F train somehow. Yeah. Like, it made no sense. And then, eventually I got back to Manhattan.
But
I remember at the time, like, again, because I was very, very noobish, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get anything to Manhattan. From there, I'll figure out how to get home.
Right.
And it was, like, it was intimidating, though. So I can only imagine as me, because I was really brave, Like, for some random person coming in, like, right. What is going on? Why is this R stop having, like, an E train coming through?
Right. And I think, like, we were saying, too, this does tend to happen on certain lines more often than others. Like, we were saying the F and the R.
The F and the R are, do a lot, common
culprits with this. The 4, 5, 6, it almost never happens, I would say.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. It's more like the ACE has it a lot, too. Yeah. I remember when I used to work at York Street, they would always be like, E or A trains coming through. Like, something just made no sense.
Right. And I think, too, if you live on one of the lines where it doesn't happen as often, it's especially really jarring and surprising. You're like, what is going on? This train does not belong here. I don't know where it's going to take me. And you can see the people at the station sometimes when you're already on that train looking very bewildered. Like, do I even get on this train? What do I do? Where is it going to take me? And sometimes they'll just stand there and wait for the next train, but it could take them exactly where they want
to go. And it's confusing too, because once you get on the train, you were very dependent on listening to the announcements because the train still has the same map for its normal route.
Right,
so you have no idea where you're at.
All bets
are off. Where you're supposed to be going. It's like, oh.
And the announcements are hit or miss. Yeah. You know, if they're going to be audible or not.
So it's like, honestly, if you're in the right borough, you should probably just get off.
Exactly.
That's the best you're going
to get. Right. Maybe walk or take a Lyft or an Uber from there, a cab, or just wait for the next train to see if your train actually comes next. But who knows? Maybe your train's rerouted too, and it's going on a totally different line.
Probably. So. I mean, like, no one's going to know. All right. So I think that's enough on this topic, but we'll move on to the next one, which is, I guess, is the second one. Yes. The second most annoying thing that happens on weekends is that many trains skip the local stops. And we've already established that in New York, we have subways running on the same line, and they'll have some which are the express trains, and then some which are the local service, which will hit every single stop. And I think this one's very annoying to me, because I live off of 28th Street, which is a very local stop on the 456 Lexington Avenue line. And it's not every weekend, but I'm really bad at checking. Like, Sean seems to be super good. He's got his transit app all the time.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to it. And as we've established a million times, I go to the gym, like, as much as possible, and I'm always very late on weekends, and I'll always go, and then, like, it's the worst sign, because you're, like, walking up, and you're, like, a little bit late, but you're, like, it's okay, I'm gonna make it, and you see the stupid, like, salmon-colored tape.
Yeah, like, the pink tape that they put out?
Salmon-colored tape that's around it, and you're, like, god damn it. And then you have to figure out where to go, and so for me, the next closest is to go all the way over to the RW stop on 28th Street and Broadway, which is another like 10-minute walk, and then that's hit or miss, like, who knows what that's up. I mean, they usually try to do, I feel like, one line per weekend in the same-ish region. I can't promise that's all going to happen, but I've definitely come in like 15 minutes late to my gym classes because it's like, they're always skipping the local stops on weekends.
Right, and I feel like what they want you to do when they do that is that they skip local stops typically in one direction. So they're downtown skipping local stops. So if you want to get there, take the uptown train up to the next express stop, then transfer to the express train. Who has time for that?
Who's got time for that? I will say the one instance that it made me super happy is sometimes it's happened to me going downtown, like, more south, and then it makes you take the weird, like, the 6 train goes around the City Hall station.
The secret tunnel?
Yeah, there's a secret tunnel station, which we should talk about more later. But one time I had to use that to go back uptown to get to Canal Street. I love that. That was amazing.
That's a nice little perk.
That was a perk.
Otherwise,
it's terrible.
That typically does not happen with that, I would say.
But, yeah. It's so funny. I actually realized I forgot. The same thing happened to me today. So I was with some people who needed to go to the airport, and we were leaving Central Park. And we're going, and I'm like, oh, I know that there is a yellow line stop here. So we'll get on that. They were near Herald Square. It was going to work out perfectly.
Yeah.
And it was annoying because they didn't even strap off the station. So we, like, Fifth Avenue, 59th Street stop. You, like, have to walk through a little tunnel to get to it. So we go down the stairway, we go to the tunnel, it's all pretty.
Right.
And they don't have the salmon tape up until you get to the turnstiles.
Oh my gosh.
Such a waste.
Because the NRWQ, NQRW, whatever yellow line, it is the poor man's line, apparently. We don't get the same treatment as the green line, 456 with it outside. You got to walk all the way in.
And then we came out, and then they were a little bit stressed because they were trying to go to JFK. And then I went the other direction, and there was a protest going on. There's want to do in New York. Yeah. They're trying to go to Columbus Circle, and I'm like, I'm not trying to go to the protest. Like,
And
I had to turn all the way back around and take them back to the 59th and Lexington Avenue stop.
We got on the 6.
Yeah. Okay. The 6 train was running today, thankfully.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's so obnoxious, though. It's like, and I was going to say, you never know. I probably could just check the app and know, but like, who's got time for that?
I mean, I've learned because, like, I think I've mentioned before, too, when you live in Queens, Astoria, you live and die by the subway. So, I have been screwed over by this so many times before. I always check. And actually, fun fact, the issue with the NRW line today was actually rerouting, not skipping express stops, because they were doing things like the R was running on the F line.
Was it
like
because of the protest or because of construction?
No, construction.
Okay.
Construction. But yeah, with the skipping local stops too, it's something that you're definitely used to because
you live off of a local line. I live on a local stop, yeah.
But in Astoria too, there officially are no express or local stops. But they actually do have an express track in the middle of the two local tracks, only going in one direction. But they only really use it when they have to for construction or emergencies, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. So what's super annoying for
us... What emergency are they going to have where they're like trying to get people out of Ditmars?
Who knows? Orange Ditmars? I don't know. But
shuttle everyone to Ditmars.
But
flat tops.
To that point, what often happens is we'll get to the first stop in Queens at Queensboro Plaza, and then all of a sudden the announcement will come on being like, "This train is running express to Astoria Boulevard. For local stops, get off here and wait for the next train." And, like, oftentimes, they usually will say there's a train right behind us, but that's also hit or miss if there actually is one.
Exactly. That's just a phrase.
And I feel like sometimes they do it when the train's already been delayed and maybe they're trying to make up time, but it's like, also, you're making this worse for me because the train was already so late. Now I have to get off and wait for another train. Like, it's just inexplicable why they do it. And it's not construction or weekend related, but it is all about skipping local stops. It is super annoying.
Ridiculous.
But I think that brings us to number one on our list, which
the most
is
annoying.
Right. And this is really because it's the most drastic or severe measure, I would say, that the MTA takes. And that's when they actually completely shut down a line on the weekends. And, you know, my passion level is going up a little bit here because this has been happening in Astoria for the past several weekends now, I would say.
Again, it's always in Astoria.
Always, always. Where, so on the weekends, it's just the N train that runs in Astoria, not the W. And they've been shutting down the N train the past few weekends where it's not running at all in Queens. It is just running from Brooklyn to Times Square. So again, that's why it wasn't running by Central Park today either. And instead, what they do is their magical solution. So like we were saying, when it skips local stops in one direction, they say, "Oh, don't worry, take it the opposite direction, then get on the express train." Well, their solution when they shut down a complete portion of the line is take a shuttle bus.
Yes.
And that is convenient. By no way equivalent to a subway train.
No, it's terrible.
Because I would say one bus is maybe equivalent to
I'll say two cars.
No, not. I don't think even a whole car.
Okay, I was trying to be.
You're being generous. I was going to say it was equal to like a quarter to a third of a subway car. I mean,
probably true, actually.
Maybe it's like half of a subway
car. Let's say one car. Let's say one car to one bus.
You need a lot of buses to make up for any subway train.
Is what, like 10 cars?
Yeah, 10 cars. So, like, that's like you're talking,
unless you're an M-train. M-trains are short.
M-trains are mini trains. Yes. M for mini. They are only 8 cars. G-trains were only 4 cars, actually. Those are
that's a whole other podcast.
On Outer Borough Facts. But anyway, so with the shuttle buses, they can be especially annoying. I would say when they do this in Astoria, sometimes it can actually make it easier to get around in Astoria.
Yeah.
Because you need so many more buses to equate to a train, they run very often. So if you're just going in within Astoria, it can be fine. But if you're trying to get to Manhattan, who wants to take a shuttle bus, then get on a train, then go to Manhattan? And it's not even the N train that you need. It's just ridiculous. You have to take like 3 different modes of transport, which would have been one normally.
Yeah, no, I had a really big problem with this last year where one of my former friends, one of Sean's friends, was having a summer barbecue. And for some reason, he picked a weekend that the train was not running.
Well, hold on a second. Let's just say he didn't know that when he scheduled his party. We don't coordinate with the MTA. The MTA likes to F us over.
Whatever. So I'm going to this party, and for some reason, I decided that you go to a party, you bring something, and I live in Manhattan. Like, there's nothing I could possibly bring that's special.
Right.
I decided I need to go all the way to Greenpoint Greenpoint, Brooklyn, to buy Peter Pan donuts to take to this party. Peter Pan donuts is a delicious, like, local shop from a very long time ago, cash only. You get these ridiculous donuts that are, like, cream-filled and, like, apple pie flavored.
Or, like, the volcano ones with the blueberry goop inside. Oh, so good.
Exactly.
And they're super cheap, too.
They're cheap because it's not, super like, cheap. Hipster donuts.
Yeah, they're like bougie donuts where they're going to charge you $5 for a donut.
Exactly. Bougie. It's not bougie at all. It's, like, old-school donuts.
They're, like, $1 or something for a donut. They're really cheap.
Like 70 cents.
Yeah, less than $1. Yeah.
Very good buy. So I was like, oh, this will be so special. But it's stupid because Greenpoint is a pain in the ass to get to.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
transit desert.
Yeah, it only has a G train, which is already a disaster. And then you have to like walk quite a bit to get there. Mm-hmm. And then I don't live anywhere near there. So I take like 4 trains to get there.
Right. Cause the G doesn't even go to Manhattan. It's the only train that doesn't go to Manhattan at all.
Exactly. So I had to like take several trains to get the G train. So I bought this big thing of donuts. I'm already late for the party. And then I can't even remember. Somehow I was getting to Queensborough Plaza.
Yes.
Yes.
That's where the shuttle bus is.
That's where the shuttle bus. Yes, exactly. So I get to Queensborough Plaza and I've got this building of donuts. And then it's the point where it's only shuttle buses.
Right.
And it was terrifying. It was like a riot scene. And I go outside and you see where the buses are. And there's this massive line of people. And because everyone had been coming from like Manhattan or the subway station.
Right.
So in those, in Queensborough Plaza, it's a raised subway platform.
Yes.
And the line for the shuttle bus was so long, it was all the way up the raised, like all the way up the stairway.
They had it going up the stairs?
It was up the stairway. Oh, and also God. There's like a bridge at that point. Yeah, there's like a bridge to get to where the platform is. And it was across the bridge.
Oh my God.
So I was following that and I'm like, this is not worth it. This is not worth it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to find some other way to go. That's
going to be like 20 buses deep at that point. Exactly. Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take a shuttle bus. I'm like, I'm so smart. I'm just going to take like a local bus. Because there are also like local bus services that go like moderately near there. Unfortunately, I'm not an expert in that area. So somehow I got on like a bus going the wrong direction.
Oh, no.
And I don't know. I wound up in like, I feel like I'm still in the story, but I don't know where I was. I remember texting you.
Did you end up in Roosevelt Island by chance? Or was it not quite that bad? You were close.
No, I was riding on a bus and suddenly it was, I realized the next stop was Roosevelt Island. So I had to like haul ass
Q102. The good old Q102.
Yes. And I walked like 25 minutes from wherever my stop was before I finally got to the party.
Oh, that would be really far from where the party was.
It was so far. And I almost went home. I just remember like frantic.
And you were carrying all these donuts too.
I was. And people were being so sassy. They're like, why didn't you get in the shuttle bus? I'm like, you know what I said? There was literally a riot. So not only was the line that long.
Yeah.
People were like screaming.
Right.
It was scary. Like I was uncomfortable being there. I was in shorts. And like,
this must have been the point too.
I feel vulnerable.
Where you weren't taking like Lyft or Uber as much either, I guess. Right. Because that could have also been an option at that point.
I'm usually like that, though. Yeah. It's like, because for me, I'm like, I've sunk cost $121 for this pass.
So
like,
you want
to
use it as much
as you
can.
I'm going to make the best of it. Yeah. Especially because it's like a party, so it's not like it's a movie or something where you have to be there right on time.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
You're flexible. And that is one of the benefits of having the monthly Metro card, is it kind of feels like everything else is free after that.
Exactly.
It's like, unlimited. I can use it as much as I want. And that is one thing about the shuttle buses, which they might see as a perk, but it doesn't impact us. Is that the shuttle buses are free. Like, they don't charge you to get on the shuttle bus. But at the point that we're all using a monthly Metro card, it's obviously free to us anyway, so I don't care that the shuttle bus is free.
Yeah.
Because all the signs are like, free shuttle buses with no service, as if that's a positive. It's like, no, it's always free to me because I'm using a monthly Metro card.
And I paid for the subway.
Exactly.
I'd rather pay for the subway. They just kick me off the subway.
I'd rather pay and have the train than have these stupid shuttle buses running. But I will say, too, that I do think that the shuttle bus experience tends to be more limited to the outer boroughs. I think we've talked about before when we were talking about our favorite chip cookies, the L train and everything, and they will sometimes have the L train do that along 14th Street in Manhattan. But I would say you would be more expert on this, Sharon, but shuttle buses don't tend to happen ever in Manhattan on like the 4, 5, 6 line or anything like that.
Well, they don't need to because there's so many other options here they don't really need to. It's just like go to the other line.
Yeah, and I would say it's probably pretty rare that they shut down the whole line on a weekend too, right? They do more of the skip the local stops.
Exactly, skip the local stops. Or sometimes the express trains run local if they're doing express train work.
Yeah, and the frustrating part too is when they do these shuttle buses and shut down the complete lines in the outer boroughs like Astoria, that's an above ground track, as Sharon was saying before too. So typically they only do work during the day.
Yeah.
Because once the sun comes down, they don't have like giant spotlights up there to do the work. So
no,
they're not working
signals,
at night.
No.
So why don't they just run the subway again at nighttime at least? You know, just have it be during the daylight hours when they shut it down. And I feel like back in the day, they used to do that.
Really?
But now they probably just got lazy and are like, F these guys. We're just going to shut it down the whole weekend. Who cares? But yeah, so basically, PSA for anybody out there who may not be from New York, if you're ever coming to the city, check the subway status on the weekends because it is almost always a hot mess. And this might be a topic for another podcast sometime, but it seems like now they're creeping more of that work into weekdays too.
Really?
Where they do like the fast track work at late nights.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
even sometimes midday they'll do work too because they figure it's not rush hour. So, okay, from like 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., let's do work too. Let's squeeze it in. But on the other side too, I will say the MTA system is in dire need of repair. So I guess they do need to be doing as much work as they can. And it is great to have a system that runs 24 hours for us whenever we need
Exactly.
It.
And we love you and we appreciate it so much.
Yes. We just wish you could make our weekends a little bit less painful, maybe a little bit more logical about how you do your subway repair work. Because I know you were saying before, Sharon, too, that oftentimes you feel when the 6 isn't running, then the nearby line will. There have definitely been weekends where they've shut down the M line in Astoria or done something with it. And then the R is not running either or is running Express too. So they do double whammy on you. But it's bad. But yeah, so that's our weekend service update. We're so thankful for you guys for listening. Please follow us on social media at Subway Sagas, and mine is at SStuff87.
And mine is at SharonDippity3. And also, please, if it's going to be nice, write us a review. Maybe give us like 5 stars.
Right. And
we're
available in both the iTunes, on iTunes and the Google Play Music.
Yes, please, please. So thank you so much, and have a lovely week.
Yes, and enjoy your weekends.
Bye-bye.